Well, as we're here and enjoying our visit, as always, live from the Motor City Casino with the Detroit Economic Club, thank you, Steve Gregorian, for having us. It's so great because we have a lot of guests that we have on, but we don't get to see when we're talking to them, but we do get to see, and especially worthwhile because he's such an impeccable dresser, always has a smile on his face. It sounds like I'm trying to butter you up for a job, but I'm not. Mike Bickers is here, regional president, Detroit and Southeast Michigan, of PNC Bank.
How you doing, Paul?
I'm doing well, and by the way, before I forget, happy, unbelievably, 36th anniversary with PNC Bank. I think that was like last week.
I think it was last week. Actually, 38.
38? Well, I better change my note here. 38th anniversary.
Yeah, that's right.
Can you believe
that?
That's
right. I started as an analyst in the commercial bank, and they still keep me around.
Right out of college, obviously.
Right out of college. And
did you ever think you were going to be there 38 years?
No, and I think they forgot them there, but as long as they keep paying me, I don't feel ashamed.
You should feel it. There's no shame in your game, and why should there be? You've worked hard to get where you are as the leader, and I know that PNC played a role in bringing that amazingly successful 2024 NFL draft to Detroit. Tell me how and why PNC got involved.
Well, you know, like most of my partners around the whole, well, all of my partners around Southeast Michigan, we had to be involved. So we stepped up as a big funder, you know, working, Paul, with the Detroit Sports Commission and NFL, Eric Larson's team over at the DDP, Claude from Visit Detroit. I mean, it goes on and on and on, and I think we can all say it was a spectacular success.
Huge.
Yeah, I was traveling this week in D.C. to meet with legislative folks out there, which we do every year at PNC, at least my peers do across the country. And all people would talk about, like the Lions in the playoffs, was, man, Detroit's really showing well. So it's been a long time coming to get to this point.
Well, it has, and it's just you can't name all of the people.
Right.
You've named a lot of them. But, I mean, it's impossible because there's hundreds of people working for years to make this work.
Yes.
And it worked.
Yeah,
and
it
we
worked.
Have lots to be proud of, and it's a great jumping off point for many other wonderful things coming our way that we don't even know about yet.
That's right. You know, the thing about it is I call it the people don't see the plumbing and heating and electrical through these things, to your point about how long ago the planning started. And it's the execution part. So the world got to see the end result, but so many people work so hard, you know, to get it right. And as someone who started downtown back in 86 when there just simply was not that much going on, and if any TV camera came on, it was showing neighborhoods who unfortunately have been hit hard. So, you know, empty houses, empty, but that's all they would start with.
Yeah.
Every single story on Detroit. Well, we didn't give them that to go on, which is great.
Yeah. We now have such a great story to share. And frankly, we don't have to wait long for the next great event because I believe bouncing off the NFL draft, we're going to have the biggest and best Chevrolet Detroit Grand Prix presented by Ray Scott Lear and Mary Barra and Mark Royce Chevrolet, and they'll still you'll be able to see either one of their headquarters.
That's
either
right.
The new one in the Hudson Building or the old one in the Renaissance Center, and that's a big deal, and you've got a role in that event too.
Yeah, it's a big deal for us, and obviously once again the city. So we played triple roles. We worked very closely with Bud Dinker and his team over at Penske very closely for months on end ahead of it. But we also sponsor the great champion Scott Dixon from PNC Bank's Honda team. But we also
You actually sponsor a car?
Yeah, Scott's ours.
Wow.
He's ours. So we'll get clients down there to meet with him privately.
Oh, cool.
He's a first-class gentleman. He just keeps on winning and winning all across the country. So we sponsor that piece of it. But we also work very closely with the Ganassi team relative to just elevating women in motorsports, be it mechanical engineering and all that. So we have a sort of a dual role partnership in the Grand Prix.
Now, I don't know many people from that team, but I've known a lot of people from Team Penske.
Yes.
And I'm not just saying this because I love them. I do love them, and I never hide that fact. Roger Penske, Bud Denker, Mike Montri. Are you kidding me? That's the dynamic trio.
Yeah, they're hard to match.
But those people that are going to join you to see the drive, I've never met a bad driver. I mean, they are all at least the ones in the Penske organization. I think it's part of the rules. They are so nice to talk to and to meet.
Great gentlemen. You have to remember, you're talking about the highest level of that sport. So even the person that comes in, quote unquote, last is still one of the best in the world.
Right.
I think people forget that at that level. They're just all spectacular, but certainly the Penske team, they don't play around.
No, they don't. They're excellent. And thank God Roger Penske decided to call Detroit his home.
Yes.
And certainly Bud Denker, a Michiganian, came down from, I think, on the Upper Peninsula.
Yeah, yeah.
And Mike Montrai, too, and they do such a great job. And we salute Mary Barra and Mark Royce and, as I said, my friend Ray Scott from Lear for the Chevrolet Detroit Grand Prix presented by Lear that is coming up. Minutes away.
It's
astonishing.
Just right after Mackinac Policy Conference. But I would say just a special shout-out to Mike Montrai and his team. They are absolutely fantastic working closely with a lot of teams, including my staff. They're just a joy to work with, and so I can't wait.
Now, I don't know if I said 36. It's your 38th anniversary. I hope I have this right. Isn't this about the 20-year anniversary of the PNC Grow Up Great program?
That is correct.
I got that right?
You got that right.
Whee!
So we celebrated Grow Up Great all of April, just closed out the sort of month-long celebration across all 54 PNC markets. And once again, it's a $500 million commitment to kids, to their well-being, mostly ages 0 to 5. So we've been indoor-outdoor activities all month long, but we support those children all throughout the year in so many ways. In fact, I will get to spend time with about 600 pre-K kids over at the Detroit Symphony Orchestra in a week or two to treat them to a show and, you know, treats and all of that. So it's wonderful. We love it.
You are, as PNC's lead banker in the region, chairing the local PNC Foundation, dedicated leader to advancing diversity, equity, and inclusion for all.
Yes, sir.
Which is a pretty nice position to be in for a kid who grew up on the east side of Detroit.
Yes, sir.
And you got your bachelor's degree in finance from Oakland University, master's of business administration degree from the University of Phoenix, and you planted yourself here. Maybe you didn't know it was going to be 38 years, but I don't think you could look back and regret one minute.
No, not at all. It's been a great journey. I have the honor and privilege of working with just some fantastic people and partners like you and your team. And it's kind of like, it's like you just mentioned earlier, you work hard, but it's the most fun I've ever had in trying to basically make a difference inside our company and outside our company.
And I'm going to tell you, Mike Bickers, regional president, Detroit and Southeast Michigan, PNC Bank, I'm not kidding when I say every time I see you, which isn't enough, but every time I see you, you've got a smile on your face.
Yeah.
And, you know, the sign of a good guy in charge is a guy who's having fun doing what he's doing.
Yeah.
There's no question that you're having fun.
I am. It's a long journey, you know, and
sure
that's why
is.
I'm inspired by the kids right next door at this conference because I know they're all going to do big things. But yeah, there's a lot to navigate, you know, in a career in a big company. So I feel great.
I see that you do, and I couldn't be happier for you understanding and embracing what you've accomplished.
Thank you. Thank you, Paul. It's been great. And thank you for the mention on the DE&I side as that continues to get attacked for silly reasons. We will never stop that journey inside our company because everybody has to feel like they matter. And that's all this is about.
And that's the way it should be.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you. Mike Bickers, regional president, Detroit, Southeast Michigan, PNC Bank, his 38th anniversary just this past week. As we continue In Focus with Paul W. Smith at WJR.